It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is great to have you back for another Saturday. Hope you enjoyed the last couple of weeks of sort of the best of with some of our memories from past experiences. Zipped out of the country for a little while. Matter of fact, some of us are still out of the country, and we'll make that connection here momentarily. But Tim Hughes in the studios here at KSL. Just a reminder that we're recording this program on Thursday this week, and it's the beginning of March Madness in downtown Salt Lake City. Russ Smith actually found his way through the crowd today.
But man,
I forgot that it was going to be kind of tough to find parking with all of the basketball going on downtown.
Seriously thinking about hopping a few curbs, sneak into the parking lot, but I know they'd catch
me. You would do that. You would do
well,
that.
Well, you know, it's important, very important for me to be here, too.
I know. We'll talk about you getting ready for a road trip that you guys are going to make coming up. But I do want to rush into the conversation here and connect with Navidomskis, who is checking in with us from Zermatt, Switzerland. Tell me you're there on a snowy day, I hope.
Yes, it snowed all day. In fact, we are in a whiteout. We've been having bluebird days. This place is amazing. It's breathtaking. It's arguably the best ski resort I've ever skied, and it's huge. It's just epically big. It's vast. Let me just say vast. Well, anyway, but today we were coming, you know, down the mountain, and, you know, cloud rolls in, and it was snowing pretty hard, and the fog rolled in, and literally we couldn't see anything. We were in a whiteout.
Oh, wow.
And we skied next to the poles, and you leave a pole, and you go into the void until you see another pole, and then, like that.
Yeah. Well, the reason that we were playing some of the best of the last 2 weeks is because my wife, Becky, and I actually connected with you and Gail in Chamonix after we had skied a couple of days in Grundewald, Switzerland, which was like a storybook. We had some great days in Chamonix, and then you and Gail headed off to Zermatt. Compare Zermatt to me, if you can, with what we saw in Chamonix. I know it's a much bigger place.
There's just no comparison. It's not even in the same ballpark. First off, it's still winter here. At Chamonix, we had rugged skiing. I mean, that was rough. That was spring skiing at its worst. This is winter. I mean, our first day, we were skiing fresh snow right on the runs, and we're dressed all the way up like it was February.
That's nice.
And then we had bluebird, and you need bluebird to see it all because it's just so far-reaching. It's like you look at the other run and go, how many miles? That's 3 miles over there. And then 6 miles to the next one and 12 miles to the next one. It's just so big. It's so vast. There's, dare I say, 7 gondolas and 2 what they call cable cars, which are giant. Well, they're snowbird. They're the exact same car that snowbird uses, they use. And there's 2 of those at that go. Like one guy who was an American talking, and he says, yeah, well, you're at the top now. When we took the gondola up, it has 5 stops. And then he goes, now you take the cable car, which is a full snowbird away from us.
Yeah. Well, you even snuck across the border into Italy for a brief moment to have a little lunch. And Becky was a little jealous of the lasagna. It looked pretty good, and the view wasn't bad either.
Yeah, but it wasn't for a brief moment. We caught the first lift and went all the way to Italy and skied down their side. And so we skied over there for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a regular ski resort. The snow's a little softer because it's on the other side of the Alps. But it's still really good. I mean, it was good crisps, good turning, great drops, great chutes, lots of rollers. And then we ate and came back to Switzerland where it's totally winter again. You had to zip up everything you got. So it's just phenomenal. This is, the best ski resort I've ever skied in my life.
I do see the temperatures there
to tomorrow are going to be 54, but they are settling into the 30s and 40s with snow coming Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. So they have a series of snowstorms that are coming, but you guys are leaving at when? Tomorrow or Saturday?
Yeah, tomorrow evening we go to Zurich for the night, and then we head to Kitzbühel, Austria.
Where we understand, so, yeah. It's been warm there, right?
Yes, it's been really warm there. It got to 60. Well, look, even in Zermatt, the city, like down in the valley, it's 12 to 15 degrees warmer than the top of the gondola.
I got you.
So it's a significant change. When you go up to the top, you're in the low 20s. Like 22 is about average, and when you're down in the valley, you're at 34.
All right. On our snow day segment today, we're connecting with Sarah Sherman at Snowbird to talk about what's left of their ski season, and I don't know that they even know a closing date yet, but they've got some new renovations that they're anxious to talk about, so we'll do that. We wanted to take a little time, Navi, just to mention the experience, and we talk about it all the time, but now we've experienced it ourselves, having Icon passes and being able to fly from Utah to Switzerland and Switzerland to France and France, you know, to wherever, and being able to walk on a lift. You actually planned your ski trip around the Icon Pass, right?
Correct. I believe you have to have both. So I've got the Epic and the Icon. And so I started with the Icon. I go, okay, I got my Icon. Let's see where we can go. And I just kept going and going and going, and I never needed the Epic. I mean, there's enough skiing here on my Icon that maybe next year I'll do the Epic Resorts.
So there are Epic Resorts in the Zermatt area?
No, none in Zermatt. Okay. They're all Icon here.
Okay.
But all over, I'm just saying all over Switzerland.
But what a weird feeling.
Look, there's only one resort in Zermatt. It just happens to have 8 gondolas.
Okay. Yeah, it's one big resort. But what an experience to be able to just arrive at a resort on the other side of the world and walk right through the turnstile. The gates open up and you get right on the lift. I mean, it's,
where do I pay?
It is one of those things that once you've paid, you know, whatever it is, $960 or $980 or something for an Icon pass, you get those kinds of advantages all over the world. What do you expect? Yeah. What do you expect of Kitzbühel, by the way?
I expect it to be warmer. There's only 3 ski resorts. Well, there's 3 ski resorts there, okay? And they all go up in different directions. Here in Zermatt, it's almost 360. It's about 340 in a circle, and every direction's another gondola. But I was talking about the Icon. We took the train. Some of the runs are up the train, and we went up the train and then skied back in the back on the Glacier, and the Icon works the train, the bus, everything in town.
Yep, that was the same way in Grendelwald, where it's your public transportation. It's the train ride if you want to take it down, which Becky and I did from about 7,500 feet down to the base of the mountain. And to see that train actually come up and drop skiers off and pick skiers up at the top of the resort is just one of those, I had to videotape it because people just don't believe it. All right, in the minute we've got left here, anything else you want to throw in? We're going to let you go after this because this is a long-distance call for you.
Well, today was ski day 59. Right. And maybe it's 58. I got to look, but it's 59 or 58. And then we have, I don't know, another 5 days at Kitzbühel, so I might make 64 days like I did last year, but this was pretty epic skiing in Europe.
Yeah.
Hit the applause button.
It really was. And to be able to share it, meet up with friends over there. And Gail had a friend of hers that was there. We had a fantastic dinner out with all the gourmet trimmings one night. Just a memory we're going to treasure for a lifetime. Be safe and have some more fun over there, will you?
All right. Can't wait to see you guys.
All right, Navidauskas checking in from Switzerland today. How about that?
I'm glad you guys could do that. What a treat.
It's just amazing. Yeah. All right, so I mentioned that on our Snow Day segment, Sarah Sherman will be with us. We'll talk about what's left of the snowbird season and some of the new things that are coming. The International Sportsman's Expo is happening this weekend. Right. John Kirk will join us. We'll check in with the owner of ATV and Jeep Adventures, Jason Nelson. Bob Grove was having a fun adventure with him this past week. And we'll head to Strawberry for an update on Ice Off, if it's even a thing. Cam Phillips will join us, so stay with us.